Three Specific Things That Point to the End Times by Jennifer Waddle, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Revelation 1:3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things that are written in it, for the time is near. Books, movies, and speculations have been made about the end times to the point that people have become almost calloused toward the thought. Sadly, the phrase zombie apocalypse has become more of a popular idea than the second coming of Jesus Christ. For Christians, the end of all things ushers in the return of Jesus and the culmination of our faith. But even Christians grow complacent in the waiting. We get caught up in everyday life and forget about the much-awaited day when every eye will see and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Philippians 2:9-11. How can we be sure that the end is near? What are the signs that Jesus' return is right around the corner? Well, here are three specific things that point to the end times. 1. Growing corruption. Today's culture has fulfilled every description in 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Daily we hear about greed, deceit, and horrific crimes being committed by people who are unloving and unholy. Despising what is good, people have decided to live their lives based on the inclinations of their own hearts. Unfortunately, the Bible warns in Jeremiah 17:9 that our hearts are deceptive and full of wickedness. 2 Timothy 3:1-5 says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away." As corruption continues to grow, we can read Hebrews 12:2 and remain steadfast, looking to the author and perfecter of our faith, Jesus Christ. 2. Increased war. Battle and strife between people groups has been an issue since the beginning of creation. However, in the last days, wars and rumors of wars will only increase. From any basic timeline of wars across the centuries, we can see that world peace simply isn't a reality. As Jesus said in Matthew 24:6-7, there will continue to be wars and rumors of wars. Nation will rise against nation before his return. There really is only one true source of peace, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. 3. A rise in deceivers. Matthew 24:4 says, "Jesus answered and said to them, 'Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many.'" In this century alone, more than half a dozen men have claimed to be the Christ, deceiving the weak and vulnerable. They are fulfilling what Jesus warned about in Matthew 24. Christians must be on guard against this kind of deception. We read in Matthew 24:24, "For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect." We must know what the Bible says in order to guard our own hearts from being deceived. No matter what sign or wonder is performed, nothing will compare to the glorious coming of the Savior. In the end, there will be no guesswork as to whether or not Jesus is who he says he is. Instead of relying on books and movies to inform us of the end times, let's rely on the only source of true wisdom, the living Word of God. "Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Revelation 22:7.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus, so ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.